Dharakaraka, Introduction. In Vedic astrology, Dharakaraka is an essential concept, particularly in the Jaimini system, where it represents the planet holding the lowest degree in a person's birth chart, excluding the nodes, Rahu and Ketu. Dara means spouse or partner, and Karaka means significator, making the Dharakaraka the planet that signifies the spouse or life partner. The planet acting as the Dharakaraka gives deep insights into the characteristics of the spouse, the nature of the union, and the dynamics of the relationship. By understanding the Dharakaraka, you can gain valuable insight into the type of partner you are likely to attract and the emotional or practical experiences that will shape your marriage or partnership. Gender and qualities of planets in the context of Dharakaraka. The classification of planets as masculine, feminine, or neuter influences how the qualities of the spouse and the marriage manifest. The planet's characteristics directly shape the relationship dynamics. Masculine planets, Sun, Mars, Jupiter. Sun, masculine. The spouse may have a commanding, authoritative presence and might be someone of high status or prestige. However, the Sun's dominant nature can also manifest as narcissism, where the partner seeks attention and admiration constantly, often overshadowing the emotional needs of the relationship. They may be more focused on personal achievements and leadership than emotional connection. Mars, masculine. The spouse may be physically driven, passionate, and highly assertive. This intensity often translates to an overtly passionate approach in bed, making the relationship dynamic and exciting. However, Mars can also lead to impulsive actions and arguments, as the partner may sometimes act without thinking about long-term consequences, leading to intense highs and lows in the relationship. Jupiter, the spouse may be wise, nurturing, and ethical, often taking on a mentor-like role. They are likely to focus on spiritual growth, family, and principles. However, with Jupiter, there's a tendency for the partner to prioritize children or spiritual duties over intimacy, which can create a disconnect in emotional or physical closeness within the marriage. Feminine planets, Moon, Venus, Rahu. Moon, feminine. A spouse with a nurturing, emotionally intuitive nature who seeks emotional connection and security. The partner may, however, become emotionally clingy, constantly seeking reassurance and comfort from their partner. Their mood can influence the atmosphere of the relationship, and if unbalanced, the spouse may become overly dependent on emotional support. Venus, Venus's Dharakaraka, indicates a partner who values beauty, love, and aesthetic pleasure. They are romantic, artistic, and charming. However, Venus can also bring vanity to the relationship, where the partner may focus excessively on their appearance or material comfort, neglecting deeper emotional needs. They might also be overly indulgent in luxury, romance, and sensory pleasures, sometimes prioritizing these over practical matters. Rahu, feminine. The partner represented by Rahu may come from an unconventional background, possibly divorced, widowed, or from a different culture. Rahu brings intensity and unpredictability to the union, often leading to obsessive-compulsive tendencies in relationship and sexual matters. The partner may become fixated on specific desires, and the relationship may oscillate between intense passion and emotional instability. Neuter planets, Mercury, Saturn, Ketu. Mercury, neuter. Mercury indicates a partner who is communicative, youthful, and versatile. The relationship will likely center around intellectual connection and mental stimulation. However, Mercury's neuter gender implies that the partner may not fit into traditional gender roles, which could open the possibility of LGBTQ+ dynamics, or unions where creativity, youthfulness, and adaptability are key. The partner might not be overtly passionate, but will prioritize intellectual and communicative intimacy. Saturn, neuter. Saturn as Dharakaraka signifies a partner who is older, disciplined, or who has experienced hardship. This partner may bring stability and responsibility to the marriage, but might also be emotionally distant or detached. Saturn's seriousness can manifest as a lack of warmth or affection, focusing more on the duties and practicalities of the relationship. Like Mercury, Saturn's genderless nature also allows for non-traditional unions, including LGBTQ+ relationships, where the partner could be emotionally reserved but highly committed. Ketu, Ketu represents detachment and spirituality, suggesting that the partner may be inwardly focused, possibly indifferent to material desires. The relationship may involve spiritual growth, but the partner might not be emotionally available, often creating a distance in material or worldly aspects of the marriage. Planetary influence on union types. Each Dharakaraka planet shapes the nature of the relationship in specific ways. Sun, leadership-focused relationships, often with a partner who seeks admiration and may be narcissistic. Moon, Jupiter, Venus, harmonious relationships where the partner is emotionally connected, nurturing, or spiritually inclined, though each comes with its unique challenges, like emotional clinginess or prioritizing children over intimacy. Passionate unions, often fiery and intense, with a focus on physical connection. Mercury, Saturn, non-traditional unions, possibly involving younger or older partners. These relationships may have an LGBTQ+ dynamic, emphasizing intellectual or responsible connections over conventional gender roles. Rahu, intense, unconventional unions, possibly karmic, with partners who may have obsessive tendencies or come from non-traditional backgrounds. Relationship karma and challenges. The Dharakaraka also reflects the karmic lessons within relationships. The partner may help the native work through specific challenges related to emotional attachment, societal roles, or material pursuits. Sun and Mars bring ego and passion to the forefront, often creating challenges related to control and personal power within the marriage. Venus and Moon present lessons in emotional attachment and material indulgence, pushing the native to balance love and security with personal growth. Rahu introduces karmic ties and obsession, while Saturn brings lessons of endurance and patience, with possible delays or challenges that test the stability and commitment of the union. Mercury and Saturn can emphasize non-traditional gender roles, where the LGBTQ+ dynamic, or intellectual-emotional distance, plays a key part in the karmic unfolding of the relationship. Conclusion. In Vedic astrology, the Dharakaraka provides profound insight into one's spouse, relationship dynamics, and karmic lessons within marriage. Each planet, whether masculine, feminine, or neuter star, brings distinct qualities to the union, shaping the character of the spouse and the type of emotional or material experiences one is likely to face. By analyzing the Dharakaraka, one gains a deeper understanding of how their partner influences their life, both emotionally and spiritually, while also revealing the karmic challenges and growth opportunities inherent in the union. Dharakaraka in Capricorn Navamsha. General characteristics of Capricorn Navamsha. Capricorn Navamsha emphasizes discipline, responsibility, ambition, and long-term goals. Individuals with planets in Capricorn Navamsha are drawn to relationships that are stable, grounded, and built on mutual respect and shared responsibility. They seek partners who value hard work, perseverance, and a practical approach to life. Relationships in Capricorn. Navamsha often develops slowly but steadily, focusing on building a solid foundation for long-term growth and commitment. There is a strong focus on duty, structure, and fulfilling responsibilities in the partnership. Sun as Dharakaraka in Capricorn Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Capricorn Navamsha. The spouse is disciplined, ambitious, and takes pride in their ability to lead and provide structure in the relationship. They are focused on long-term goals and are determined to succeed in both their personal and professional lives. Potential challenges. The partner may become overly rigid or authoritarian, focusing too much on control and responsibility, which can stifle spontaneity and emotional connection in the relationship. Union type. The relationship thrives on shared ambition and mutual respect. The spouse leads with authority and discipline, ensuring that the relationship is stable and grounded, but care must be taken to balance work and emotional intimacy. Moon as Dharakaraka in Capricorn Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Capricorn Navamsha. The spouse is emotionally grounded, practical, and focused on creating emotional security through stability and structure. They are nurturing in a practical sense, providing support through responsibility and care. Potential challenges. The partner may become emotionally distant or too focused on practical concerns, neglecting the emotional depth of the relationship. Union type. The relationship is stable and grounded, with the spouse providing emotional security through practicality and responsibility. However, there may be challenges in maintaining emotional intimacy if the partner becomes too focused on duties and responsibilities. Mars as Dharakaraka in Capricorn Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Capricorn Navamsha. The spouse is assertive, ambitious, and driven by a desire for success and achievement. They bring energy and determination to the relationship, often taking charge of building a stable and prosperous future. Potential challenges. The partner may become overly aggressive or controlling, focusing too much on achieving their goals and neglecting the emotional needs of the relationship. Union type. The relationship is driven by ambition and a shared desire for success. Mars brings energy and determination, but there may be challenges if the partner becomes too focused on control or power, leading to conflicts or emotional distance. Mercury as Dharakaraka in Capricorn Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Capricorn Navamsha. The spouse is intellectual, practical, and focused on communication and problem solving. They approach the relationship with a logical and structured mindset, ensuring that both partners are working toward shared goals. Potential challenges. The partner may become overly analytical or detached, focusing too much on practical matters and neglecting emotional connection. Union type. The relationship thrives on communication and shared goals. Mercury brings intellectual stimulation and a practical approach to problem solving, but there may be challenges in maintaining emotional intimacy if the partner becomes too focused on logic and practicality. Jupiter as Dharakaraka in Capricorn Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Capricorn Navamsha. The spouse is wise, disciplined, and focused on long-term growth and stability. They are generous and responsible, guiding the relationship toward mutual success and fulfillment through hard work and perseverance. Potential challenges. The partner may become overly focused on responsibility and long-term planning, neglecting the emotional needs of the relationship in favor of practical concerns. Union type. The relationship is grounded in wisdom, responsibility, and shared goals. Jupiter brings optimism and a focus on long-term growth, but there may be challenges in balancing emotional intimacy with the focus on practicality and duty. Venus as Dharakaraka in Capricorn Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Capricorn Navamsha. The spouse is romantic, practical, and focused on building a stable and lasting relationship. They value commitment and are willing to work hard to ensure that the relationship is grounded and secure. Potential challenges. The partner may become emotionally distant or too focused on material success, neglecting the emotional and romantic aspects of the relationship in favor of stability and security. Union type. The relationship is practical and grounded, with Venus bringing romance and a focus on commitment and long-term stability. However, the partner must be careful not to neglect emotional intimacy in the pursuit of security and success. Saturn as Dharakaraka in Capricorn Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Capricorn Navamsha. The spouse is disciplined, responsible, and deeply committed to the relationship. They take their duties seriously and are focused on building a stable and secure foundation for the future. Potential challenges. The partner may become emotionally distant or overly rigid, focusing too much on responsibility and structure, leaving little room for emotional spontaneity or warmth. Union type. The relationship is built on stability, responsibility, and long-term commitment. Saturn brings patience and perseverance, but the relationship may lack emotional warmth or spontaneity if the partner becomes too focused on duty and responsibility. Rahu as Dharakaraka in Capricorn Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Capricorn Navamsha. The spouse is unconventional, ambitious, and focused on achieving success through non-traditional means. They bring excitement and unpredictability to the relationship, often challenging conventional roles and expectations. Potential challenges. The partner may become obsessive or overly focused on material success, leading to instability or emotional distance in the relationship. Union type. The relationship is marked by ambition, excitement, and a desire for success. Rahu brings an unconventional energy to the partnership, but this can lead to instability if the partner becomes too focused on material success or pushes boundaries too far.